Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show.
Buddy's Big Show, 3 o'clock hour on the Fan, getting you ready for Packers and Ravens preseason game number two, but the first time we get to see Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur's offense. And for anybody that's been listening to this show, anybody that's been following along with Packers football understands that we've been waiting for this for a long, long time. And it finally comes to fruition. You will see Aaron Rodgers in the Matt LaFleur offense today for expected about one quarter or so. 414-799-1250 is the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can also frozen. Tweet at us at 1057FMTheFan. Make sure you use the hashtag Big Throwback. Our nominees today for Throwback Thursday. Next week, Steve Miller Band, Waylon Jennings, 90s boy band Sublime, and Mariah Carey. I think you can just pick which one of those was Sparky's nomination. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Chris Carter.
Why y'all always trying to hurt yourself? I don't get it.
What does that mean?
The thing we were just watching on TV. Y'all.
Watching the Slippery Slide downstairs. Classic on the four-letter network.
Y'all always trying to hurt yourself.
What do you mean, y'all?
You people.
What kind of connotation are you trying to set
with
that?
As soon as I said ain't no black folks did that, then what happened, Steve?
There was one there taking
video. There
was
some black folks taking pictures.
Yeah, we'll take pictures, bro. We just ain't
not doing it.
It was funny. You can get hurt. It's your millennials. That's the problem. Because ain't no grown folks doing
too
that.
Too many times people just blame millennials for just like blanket statements.
Yeah, it's good because it's funny.
Millennials don't want to move. So like in that sense, I don't think that's millennials. Like if it was
all
a video
those kids
game
in
doing
their 20s,
that,
man, no grown folks doing it. That.
It's all those tough mudder people that want to like run around and jump in mud and run like 20s. A 10K, try to prove to everybody that they're athletic. I mean, come on, you don't have to do all that kind of stuff. Are you buying what Chris Carter is selling? Guys, yesterday on First Things First from FS1, Chris Carter
got the best hands in NFL history.
He does. He taught me how to catch a football one-handed. You got to catch the point instead of anything else. You focus on the point and you can grab just about anything. He believes that Aaron Rodgers is being slept on a little bit.
We are missing a good story. This is the best Green Bay team they've had the last 5 years. We keep talking about the coach and the quarterback as if they already have a problem, and we're missing the fact that this might be our Super Bowl champ. Because if they give Aaron Rodgers any type of help, have we forgotten who Aaron Rodgers is? Like, this is a good football team. People in Minnesota are terrified of Green Bay and terrified of the Bears, and rightfully so, because both of them are very talented.
Wait a minute, just start a little bit. The best what? The best? Just
we are missing a good story. This is the best Green Bay team they've had the last 5 years.
Stop right there. What's wrong with Leroy?
He don't watch a lot of Packer football.
That would be the 2015, 16, 17, 18, and now this will be the 2019 version of the Green Bay Packers. So that does take out the team that played the Seattle Seahawks in the 2014 title game.
Leroy, I'm going to let Leroy go ahead and get that.
Are you buying what Chris Carter is selling?
I'm going to let Leroy get that.
See,
he played against Chris Carter. You know.
Well, I love Chris. I mean, it's amazing.
I love Chris, too.
And this is his opinion. It's all good. But this isn't the same as James Jones. This is different. James Jones, you know, you can give him a pass because he plays a homer. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay. But when you – come on. It's so many unknowns that he's just sticking that to what Aaron Rodgers can overdo all these problems that you got to have.
But look at what else he's trying to say. He's trying to say it's the group of 52 around Aaron Rodgers. That's the better men that they've had in the last 5 years.
No, that's, well, in my opinion, that's not true.
Which team was then?
What, the last 5 years?
In the last 5 years.
Better than
since they went to Seattle.
2015 teams. 2015, they were 10-6, second in the division. 2016, 10-6. They lost in the conference championship game. 2017, 7-9. 2018, 6-9.
Now, go back to them 10-16. That team, if Seattle's a good team. That team's almost to the Super Bowl, one or two plays. They're not better than that. How can you say that?
That team was ranked fourth in the NFL in points, eighth in yards.
Man, come on.
21st in points, 22nd in yards.
Was there an MVP that year? When was his last MVP?
That was 2014. That was the 2014 team when
so
they went to Seattle.
Coming off the MVP.
Coming off of the 2014 season, which was the MVP year.
Yes.
And on. This is what Chris Carter is saying, that this is the best team that the Packers have had in the last 5 years. No. Are you buying that 414-799-1250?
No.
Leroy Butler seems like he's eating some bad fish.
No. I mean, you had Clint Dix in his prime. I mean, he was
going over there.
I mean,
in his prime defense, of 3 years?
Yeah, he was a Pro Bowler. I mean, that guy was playing great. I mean, it's a lot of unknowns. I don't agree with anything he said.
Not Stevie?
Nah.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you, Mr. Carter. Glad to have CC on board the Rodgers Revenge Tour.
Chris, if you listen, hey, you never want to agree with Steve.
Everybody's agreeing with Steve. You haven't been paying attention.
Steve's going to bail on this, and you're going to be stuck by yourself.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
He's going to blame Aaron Rodgers. He's going to blame Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to throw his stuff.
Only been a couple of holdouts. Only been a couple. That's you're only one of a couple, Leroy. Everybody else is on the Rodgers Revenge Tour. I'm just telling you.
Man, and
if you look at those records that I just read, 10-6 is the best one from 2015
on. To the championship game, Steve.
Nice. I'm telling you.
So
right
you think
now,
this team will go to the NFC championship game?
I think they're going
to
win more than 10 games in the regular season. That I do think. Okay. I said 13-3 when
well,
I started this whole thing.
We'd all be happy if that happened.
Yeah, and that would make them better than the rest of these fools, the teams that we were talking about before. So, yeah, I agree with Chris Carter. I do. I think they've got more talent on defense than they've had in the past 4 years. And offensively.
How can you say that, Steve, and a rookie is finna start at safety? Come on, man.
Sam Shields was a rookie that was helping out that
Sam
quarterback dude when they
pro
went
Pro Bowler.
But wait, he was on timeout. Wasn't even drafted.
That don't matter
undrafted
when you're out there. It don't matter when you're out there.
Hold on. Undrafted and had a huge impact on that team with Charles Woodson. Huge.
Yes.
This dude was a first-round pick. So to say I can't have expectations on a first-round pick?
Yes. Who's accomplished.
Sam Shields wasn't accomplished. You didn't even know that Sam Shields was when we were at Family
Shields
Night.
Sam Shields ran a 4-3, and you know that because you like Sam Shields.
And
come
Family
on,
Night, and then you and Gary told me to settle down. He wasn't even drafted.
I always want you to settle
don't
down.
Don't even know anything. Relax on Sam Shields.
But he got a record to run on now.
About week six, you all started coming around on me.
I hope you're right.
And now you're going to talk crap about Savage, who's a first-round pick.
I hope you're right. Because I know how you'll bail on people if they don't stay red in line.
No, if
you're going to bail on him and want him cut if he don't play a certain way, Steve.
But who cut? Savage?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Soon as he get a bomb
no.
over his head,
yeah.
Man, they need
come
to
on,
get
Steve,
him out
you know
of
your
there.
Track record now.
I'm more concerned about Amos than I am Savage at this point.
Okay.
To be honest with you. I mean, of the two,
Amos
I'd be more.
Amos got a track record, Steve.
Right, track record that if you listen to Bears fans, it isn't all that great.
Well, we're glad to have
listen
him.
To they Bears riders, ain't this. All that great. So we'll see how Amos pans out.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
Going back to what Carter said, I think this team definitely is in that situation to have put up huge numbers.
Oh
now, again, there's a couple of ifs, right?
It's the first night you're going to see Aaron Rodgers.
But you're not going to see the whole package because there's no Aaron Jones.
So how can you say that Williams. At this point?
So,
how can you say that?
Because
you
I know how good
Aaron Rodgers.
I know he's going to be good. I'm not worried about him. What I am concerned about is what Gary's been telling me I should have been concerned about the whole time, which is, can Aaron Jones stay healthy? Because he really is the X factor of this offense. If he is healthy and going, he changes how good this offense can be and takes it to another level if he's right. But can he stay on the field? That's going to be the one thing that could slow down and hurt this offense would be if Aaron Jones can't stay on the football field.
This is the best Green Bay team they've had the last 5 years. We keep talking about the coach and the quarterback as if they already have a problem, and we're missing the fact that this might be our Super Bowl champ. Because if they give Aaron Rodgers any type of help, have we forgotten
he's a champ.
Who Aaron Rodgers is? Like, let's not. This is a good football team. People in Minnesota are terrified of Green Bay and terrified of the Bears, and rightfully so, because both of them are very talented.
Chris Carter is buying the Green Bay Packers.
Get a phone number.
414-799-1250. We'll get Gary Ellerson's response next. But first, Uptown Motors is the place you want to buy a car if you want to be like Leroy Butler.
UptownMotors.com, guys. You can go there today and get you a test drive. Listen. The F-150 best-selling truck for a long time. Matter of fact, I have a red one now. It's a metallic red. If you want to buy it, you can do that.
Why do you like metallic so much, Leroy?
You know, it just sounds expensive. I like that.
I thought it's because of how it changes like colors in the sun.
I ain't trying to outdo people at the red light. Yeah. When the people start staring at me.
Well, people are staring
at me. He said it just sounds expensive.
It does. Like metallic red. Metallic.
Versus just red.
Yeah. Right. Metallic orange.
That's what I thought about burgundy. I thought that was just a fancier way to say
it. We don't just say orange down south. We say burnt orange. Put a little something on it. This is what we do. But if you want a tow.
Uh-oh.
Tow.
Tow.
12,000 pounds.
T-O-W.
The crew cab is for you. I'm telling you guys, for a long time, people have been sleeping on the F-150 for years. And they've been getting all these other trucks. But when it comes to pulling... I mean, you want to have a truck that can, for your family and the gear that you have. You want to go camping and things of that nature. Matter of fact, I love campgrounds and stuff like that.
You see like a lot of
I do love it, especially when I can stay in a cabin with air conditioning. Okay, I'm not doing that.
Real man.
Well,
man,
hey,
that's what I'm doing.
Hey, I'm a diva.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not sleeping in any tent. No chance.
And I want to go to the bathroom.
I want to sleep in a tent.
Nope.
But when
I go
to the bathroom, I don't want to listen for a bear.
Okay, no.
I want to be inside the cabin.
Thank you.
And I want to pull
air conditioning.
My boat. When I get a boat, I can
I want to have like three or four blankets on top of me because it's so cold in there, I can't even sleep.
It's still camping. I mean, it's still the same thing.
You can still roast marshmallows with everybody.
Absolutely.
I want to be in a tent.
I ain't messing with no tent. Bear can get through a tent. Guess what? Uptown Ford also has something, guys. Take advantage of it. 0% for 72 months. Now think about that. 0% for 72 months. You can take advantage of that. And I have a special gift for you. Just go over there. Highway 100, right about Mayfair Mall.
Right about
okay?
Mayfair Mall.
Cannot miss it. Just go over there. Tell the young man or young lady, salesperson, I would like to buy F-150, and I'm going to give you a gift. You'll get the commemorative Leap watch, a little cross promotion there with my boy Dean Murray. Dean Murray is amazing. So here's a cross promotion. If you didn't get the Leap watch, they aren't available anymore. You can get one with an F-150. Go to UptownMotors.com today. Sign up for your test drive. You can chat with somebody, anything. But when you get there, tell them Leroy Butler sent you, and then you can get all the freebies that come with it. And to boot, the last thing, I'm going to also sign every truck, every F-150 in the glove box that I sell. Just say you want an F-150 from Leroy Butler collection. I'm going to sign it in silver. It'll be amazing. So when you got your boys in there, just hit the glove box. Say, hey, give me my insurance card out of there. Oh, I'll get it for you. And you just see that signature. That's amazing. That's savage type stuff, since we're talking about savage tonight.
That is some savage stuff. Leroy
Uptown
Butler.
UptownMotors.com.
And Uptown Motors. Leroy Butler's not buying Chris Carter. Does his Packer alumni,
let me text Chris
comrade
right now.
Gary Ellerson concur? We'll find out next. Farm Aid 1985. Playing the hits here on 105.7 FM, the fan. That's something else.
He ain't messing around right here.
He's got like this weird look in his eyes that I just don't necessarily know. It's strange. It's really strange.
A while ago. Not that look.
Well, no, but Gary was mixing it in with some jazz hands, too. Neil Young's just straight business. He's got like a weird grimace on his face.
Yeah,
he's a strange cat.
Neil Young is platinum, cuz.
I love my farmers. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends.
Well, Neil Young's not a farmer.
Amherst.
He's not a farmer.
It's a farm aid, though.
I know what he's for, but he's not a farmer.
I know he ain't no farmer. He's a city slicker like me.
Well, I don't know if he's all that. You guys ever seen a movie, City Slicker?
Love it.
Can't say I have.
I'm Billy Crystal.
Steve, you seen City Slickers?
If I have, I don't remember much of it.
Hilarious.
I'm sure I've seen it on TV at some point, but I don't remember much of it.
That's a good movie. You probably should see it.
Yeah, no, I'm just not a good movie guy. If I haven't seen it already and I don't know what jokes are coming, I'm usually tapping
out. You
saw
Paris Hilton in that one young lady.
Hey, I'm not talking about the category situation.
Oh, she's with old girl.
Yeah, they did. It was milking cows.
What's your boy's name?
Richie.
Lionel Richie.
Nicole Richie.
Nicole.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
A long time ago.
That was a funny show.
I bet it
was. Two girls out this big city, and they go to the farm to try to live farm life.
That was a good show. You never seen that?
Exhilarating. No, I can't say I have. At least I can't say I remember it. 414-799-1250.
We'll get you on The Bachelor.
No, he good.
I would be. I want to, but I just don't fit the category.
This girl probably won't care. She split the money.
I don't fit the category, though, because that would have to be like Bachelor XL version.
You'd have the best hair ever.
By far.
Why you got, is that a Yeti or what is that?
No.
Knockoff, come on, you know.
No, you see what it says.
What kind of brain is that?
Yes.
No, turn it around. He's lying, look at it. What the bottom of it say down there?
Oh, right there?
Yeah, what does that say? They say yeah.
I can't read that.
Billy, as turn around, Billy, the bottom of the bottom.
What'd that say?
I saw the lid already.
What does it say?
I saw the name on the lid.
What does it say?
What'd that say?
No, we ain't talking about that.
Y-E-T-I.
What does this say?
That says Leroy Butler.
That's the one.
Congratulations.
Yeah. What is that? You're not drinking out of pink Yeti, are you?
It's my wife, so I took it.
That was also signed by Leroy Butler.
She's a Yeti type. I'm a knockoff. I got the same thing for $4.
Can I ask you a question? Why you sign her Yeti? She got you all day, every day.
Just to be funny.
Oh, it's funny?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't get the joke. 414-799-1250.
That's why we're talking about it. If I hadn't signed it, we wouldn't talk about it.
Live on 105.7FMTheFan.com. Are you buying what Chris Carter is selling? He says this is the best Packers team, could be the best Packers team in the last 5 years. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Are you buying what CC is selling on Fox Sports 1?
No. I'm with Leroy here. I mean, come on, cuz. Billy, you've done this before. You seen these teams. You played on like 4 or 5 of them at Whitnall.
And then
at Carroll, you had a couple of them over there. You don't. What you got?
You've got a veteran leader in Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you had him for 15 years.
New dudes coming in on the defense.
Yeah.
Second year in a defensive system?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of talent. It's hard for me to say that they don't have talent to be the best team that they have.
What Chris Carter said Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah. He said they could be a Super Bowl champ.
Super Bowl champ.
No, he said this could be the Super Bowl champ.
Let me hear that part right there.
He said this is the champ.
Because I don't.
This might be our Super Bowl champ.
Might be.
This might be our Super Bowl champ.
No, it ain't going to be might be. Ain't going to might be because they got a long way to go. I mean, if you. Outside looking in. That's why I like when you like talk to people on the outside, they're not there. They just outside and they're giving you the we're embedded.
Mike Clemens out there. We won't let Mike Clemens leave.
We're embedded. We know where all the bodies are buried. We know all the
allegedly
little nuances about this team. Right now, they're in a new offense. The second leading receiver was out all of last year. They're trying to find who their offensive linemen are. We don't even know if Bulaga's going to be healthy for 16 games.
But I do know they have the best offensive lineman in pro football.
Sure. Okay. Fine.
Probably have the best wide receiver in pro football.
Sure.
Probably the best top three quarterback in pro football.
Sure.
That's a recipe for a team that can win at least 10, 11 games.
Okay.
Weren't they on
the
team? Did they not have that last year?
Obviously, they was on the team.
For half the year, one of them had a broken leg.
Did they not have it the year before?
One of them had
a broken leg, and one of them missed over half the year. So you agree?
I agree that they're a damn good football team. I think they're going to be very, very good and compete for the division.
Chris, we're not doing the win-loss yet. We're not doing that yet. We're holding that. But will they be better than they were last year? What did they win last year?
They were 6-9-1 last year.
They'll be better than last year. That's all I'm going to say.
414-799-1250.
Not that I don't want him to go to the Super Bowl, Billy.
Sure.
Okay. Just had to throw that out there.
Bob is in Minneapolis. He's up on the fan. Hi, Bob.
Hey, hi. Thank you for taking my call again. Yeah, for the first time in 8 years, we actually have a chance at winning a Super Bowl. There's always been talent on the Packers. Granted, the whole organization under Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy, got complacent, and the talent waned away, especially with a defensive coordinator that didn't do that well in the fourth quarter. This year, with the talent they brought in and with Rodgers, yes, for the first time in 8 years, Chris Carter is right. The Packers have a chance at winning a Super Bowl. What's going to be awesome is the offense is going to be better. And for the first time in a long time, Rodgers is not going to have to carry a head coach to win. Yes, for the first time in 8 years, the Packers have a chance at winning a Super Bowl.
Appreciate it, Bob. 414-799-1250.
Please say that, Drop. Save that.
You look like you are smelling something rancid over there.
I just... What are you smelling? Take some more calls, man. Just see what these people say. I just don't see what they say.
414-799-1250. George is on the north side. He's up on the fan. Hi, George.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, guys. Dang, I was just looking up something. I guess you guys can do it for me. So, on paper, looking on paper, with the improvements that they made, it does look like they can be one of the better. I'm not saying that they're going to the playoffs. I'm talking about as far as just the team itself. We don't know yet until they get on the field. But look at the rosters for the past 5 years. It's really simple. You're just matching up the rosters to see, is the roster that we have now more competitive than the roster from the past 5 years? Then it has to translate to the field. See, the Packers may have got better, but other teams have got better as well. So we need to see what's going to happen when they get on the field. They got the good safety, we hoping. And Savage, we talking about strictly potential. Amos is good. Savage looked it good. We talking about the two linebackers. We know that they're decent. The two linebackers that they picked up, we know that they're decent. We know what we get out of Martinez. What's the question mark is you got rid of Daniels. Okay, so that means you're going to let Martavius. Martavius was a beast at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
He just haven't had an opportunity. Now this is an opportunity along with Clark. We got the corner play. King gets hurt every time he irons. He gets hurt, but it's okay. If he can stay healthy, we got a legit tandem. On top of that, we got good depth. So if you look at everything, yeah, we got great receivers, two good running backs. It does look good. I think the tricky part is our offensive line. That's really about it. But if all things hold up, I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl, but it's possible for them to have 10-6. It's just about looking back at the past 5 years, looking at the rosters, and then matching them up.
Appreciate the call, George. And also, too, the scheduling will help the Green Bay Packers. They'll play a third-place schedule and one of the lower scheduled ranking schedules on strength of schedule in the NFL that they'll play this year.
So he agreed with Chris, too. That's 2-0.
Yes, he said that they're going to be a better team than they were last year and probably one of the better teams they've had in the last 5 years.
I just want to know, do he agree with Chris? That's what I want.
We're talking about Super Bowl here.
No, Chris Carter said that they could be the best Packers team that they've been in the last 5 years.
Right, so do he agree with Chris?
Yeah, he said that they'd at least be around 10 wins.
Yeah, 10 wins is the watermark.
That's what the watermark is for the last 5 years of Packers football.
I heard a lot of waffling. I just want, do you agree with Chris? Do you need to replay?
You heard a lot of waffling.
Do you agree with Chris or not?
I think y'all changing up on me and Leroy, I think.
I mean, do you agree?
What do you believe the question is then here?
You played Chris, right?
Yeah.
You have heard him.
Yeah.
Do you agree with him?
Simple.
Yeah.
Mike is in Kenosha. He's up on the fan. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. I think it's going to take about 3-4 weeks to figure out who we really are now. New coach.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be able to analyze it right off the bat. And just want to give you guys thoughts on that. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. What he said makes sense.
That you're going to have to look and see what this team does once you see them on paper.
Yeah, wait.
So on paper on to football season.
So in week three, then, you'll come out with your new prediction for the rest of the season?
No, he said that's just the rest of the preseason. You haven't even seen Rodgers yet at all.
So when will you feel confident in knowing how good this team is?
It may take the whole year.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't
moving forward.
Yeah, we're not doing all this silly stuff, y'all.
You just don't do predictions. So regardless of what Chris Carter says.
I do predictions, but I do it based on facts, not hyperbole.
You just said you don't know what's going to happen all year.
So, but I'm saying I stick to the topic. Do you agree with Chris? No. Next question.
Mark felt the need to dial 414-799-1250 in New Berlin. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going? I agree with Leroy. This team is unproven. I don't care what these jokers did in college. Remember when Rashawn Gary played the Badgers? They made him look like a slow high school player.
Well, oh, they did, but they did lose that game, right? They lost that game, right, Mark? The Badgers did?
No, the Badgers won that game. It was, what, 2017 or so?
Oh, okay, so you're not talking about last year's game. You're talking about 2 years ago when he was a 19-year-old kid.
Well, now what is he, 21 years old kid?
Yeah.
And he has how many years NFL experience?
None.
None. What about Savage? None. You know what J.J. Watt would have did to them jokers when if he would have been out there?
Oh, please tell me what J.J. Watt would have done. Please tell me what J.J. Watt would have done. 17 sacks?
We wouldn't have two backup quarterbacks now. We'd have none. J.J. Watt would have made them look like fools. They haven't played anybody yet. I mean, how can you say, oh, the guy was a Bear at Auburn? Auburn? Is that Tom Brady? Is that New England? No. Is that Shaquan Barkley running at you? No. I mean, you can't even compare college. There is no way you can compare.
What's the running back? What's the running back name at in New York with the Giants?
Barkley.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Barkley, bad boy.
Man. He's a bad boy.
414-799-1250. So you're really? I'm trying to figure out what this is because it seems like a lot of time we don't want to make the projections, but then when we do want to make the projections,
we're not making a projection.
You're trying to project out if you believe that this team can be the best Packers football team they've been in the last 5 years.
So that's the question?
That's the question. That's been the last 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought we
were
doing it based on what Chris Carter said.
Because that's what Chris Carter said, that this could be the best Packers team in the last 5 years.
Okay, well, maybe I got it wrong then. You asked, do we agree with Chris Carter? That's what I thought we were talking about.
No, I don't agree with Chris Carter, Leroy, if you want me to answer that. I don't agree with it.
The man sat there and said they're a Super Bowl team. Do you believe they're the Super Bowl team?
No.
Or can be a Super Bowl
team? No, they can't be, no.
Keith.
All this other stuff y'all dance around. Y'all need to just get to it.
Keith.
Keith is on the north side. He's up on the fan. Hi, Keith. Do you believe that Chris Carter is speaking the truth or a lie?
Oh, turn your radio down, my brother.
No, don't turn them off.
I'm not waiting 9.5 seconds.
Okay.
I gotta wait 9.5 seconds sometimes to get an answer in here.
People get excited when they're on. Let it go.
So instead, we're gonna go to Anthony Mandel, and we're back. Ryan Wooden, 10 minutes here on the fan. That's when sport was Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the radio.com app. Ryan Wood comes up in about 7 minutes from right now. We'll get an update from Mike Clemens before Packers and Ravens. Before then, first I want to tell you guys about the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's fan charity golf outing. Benefiting Give Kids the World, as it always does, and it comes up for the 13th time, this time September 25th. Beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club out in Pewaukee. It's your chance to play 18 holes with a celebrity from the fan. Other local celebrities around the city will be there as well. It's just $125. It gets you a great day of golf. We provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is covered by Perkins. Robert's Specialty Meats has a whole spread for lunch. And Saz's covers dinner for us for the first time. Get all the details now at 1057FMTheFan.com. Once again, 13th annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's fan charity golf outing benefiting Give Kids the World. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Ryan Wood comes up in about 7 minutes from right now. 414-799-1250. We'll also talk some Brewers baseball with Adam McAlvey at 435. Ben Fennell talks film and the Green Bay Packers at 448. When you look at confidence in the Green Bay Packers coming into 2019 and also some concerns that people have had, Gary, a lot of them base around offensive line play is what I'm hearing here in the last couple of hours.
Right. No, you're right. You look at the Green Bay Packers right now, and their offensive line. Well, so, you know, we haven't seen Bulaga, right? And I don't think we really need to see him, actually. I'm going to keep that straight 100. What about you, Roy? Bulaga? Do you need to see him? I just need for him to be play 16 games.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those Gurley deals. Like, Gurley didn't even play preseason. He just sat out. He may do it again. A lot of you got to make sure you're building for Chicago. That's why it would be a good test to see a guy a series or two, but after that, you got to get that first 5 to 7 guys. If Alex Light is your guy, he needs to play a lot. But as long as Aaron is in, Bautista will be in.
Yeah.
Did you guys see what the Chicago Bears did last night?
No, what did they do last
night? They decided to, instead of, because Matt Nagy is vehemently against playing starters in preseason. So last night they brought in some portable lights onto the back practice field where they don't have lights outside of Hallis Hall and ran a 60-play scrimmage, ones-on-ones, good-on-good, ones-on-ones, twos-on-twos, threes-on-threes.
Really?
And had a simulated game, invited the media that day, and it ran for about 3.5 hours.
Nice. Trying to get them ready.
Because he's not going to play him in
preseason.
The
preseason.
Believes that it's a more controlled environment it for is. You to get the better film, and especially because you can dictate. Like you said, you can script every play that you run.
Absolutely. I could put, okay, this is
get
how they
the matchup you want to get.
This is how they break cover two. Draw me up the first five, the best five routes to break cover two. We're going to run cover two 15 times. I want your 15 best plays so my defense will get a chance to see that. Because they're just going to always rush four because they can get to the quarterback. And they're going to play cover two behind that. I like that. I like that a lot. I mean, but at the same time, it's nothing like playing an opponent, though. Playing an opponent, a different jersey, somebody you don't necessarily know. You got to kind of – it's something, the game time experience. They're going to miss that. That's why you're trying to create it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you're their left tackle or right tackle in Chicago, you're blocking, you know, Khalil Mack every day, it's going to make you better.
And one thing was, as you can only imagine, you are hitting your own dudes. So there were a couple of scuffles that busted.
Right. And I don't like that. You know I'm against that. You and Gary like it. I'm against that.
It's a 6:30 kickoff today from M&T Bank Stadium. Baltimore Ravens against the Green Bay Packers. Other games in the preseason tonight, Eagles will be at the Jags. Jets visit the Falcons. Bengals are at Washington in the nation's capital. And the Oakland Raiders on Hard Knocks, that's an ESPN game, 7 o'clock, visit the number one overall pick, Kyler Murray, and the Arizona Cardinals. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Green Bay Press-Gazette, and PackersNews.com joins us next. Our Green and Gold Insider gives us his look at Packers and Ravens next, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we have two foreign Packers in the house, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline joins us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I know this is a Thursday, but it's important that we talk with Ryan Wood after a travel day. Yesterday, Woody, Packers and Ravens will get our first taste of Aaron Rodgers in the Matt LaFleur offense.
It'll be interesting, you know. It's not like we're going to see the back of their playbook or anything. It's going to be pretty vanilla schematically, but and it's this is less exciting to talk about than the scheme. But this is a big night for them, just in terms of getting their chemistry down, the communication during a game, the tempo, all those things that are really, really important to the machinations of an offense. This is the first time they get the chance to do that, so that'll be very interesting to see. How they go about, where's that balance, and how they put that on the field.
All right, let's talk about this running back situation here. Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, expecting what, neither one of them to play tonight?
Yeah, no, they'll be out.
So how much longer can they go without both of these guys playing before you start getting a little bit nervous about week one and them not having any reps in this offense?
Well, Aaron Jones is back at practice. It's a formality that he's out tonight. There's literally just no reason for him to play when he got back this week. You know how the Packers are. I've talked with agents that, you know, got guys around the league, and they're really no different than any other team. When it comes to hamstrings, teams don't put these guys back on the field too quickly. So Aaron Jones is back at practice, not going to play tonight. I'd imagine that if things stay on this path, he'll be playing in Winnipeg next week and get a little bit of snaps and then probably shut down for the finale. Jamal Williams is harder to predict, obviously, because he's not back at practice yet. We don't know where he's at. Ultimately, though, like I feel like the running back position, especially, like if you look at position by position, which positions really need preseason work and which need a little less, like running backs on that end of the scale. I mean, it's not a quarterback, not your secondary. It's not a position where you have a lot of communication across the field. I mean, it's hit your landmarks, get your blitz assignments, and do what you need to do. From that standpoint, I wouldn't be freaking out about that.
Also, you start looking at Brian Bulaga. When did they expect for him to get some work?
Well, I would imagine he's out there tonight. You know, they've been real smart with him to not overdo him this camp, and he's been healthy the entire time, but he's had personal rest days. I'd imagine he's out there with the first team offense.
I think he's a team captain, so that should mean that he's playing. I would assume so at this point. Yeah. Hey, how impressed are you at this point with the Packer free agents that they've acquired? Have they all lived up to expectations to this point for you?
We'll know in the fall, right? It's hard to say because they're expected to produce when the games count. I think that there's very clear talent there. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but I have no idea without watching these guys play in the fall. That's what it's all going to be about.
Okay, I have one guy, Billy Turner. What do you think of him? Because that's that right side of the line. We talked about this earlier. Him and then Bulaga's lack of health is what concerns me about the offensive line.
You know, I get the feeling it could be a sneaky good signing. I mean, that kind of wasn't the signing that everyone was talking about, obviously, on the day that they made their big splash. But he's plugged right in there at right guard this offseason, and you haven't heard anything about him. I mean, that's a good thing for an offensive lineman. There's been zero issue there. And you look at the scheme, the lateral movement that these linemen are taking with just outside zone, he's awfully athletic. There's zero question about his athleticism at guard. I mean, he's a really athletic guard. So, I'm not here to say he's going to be the downhill blocking kind of, you know, road grader. That's not what he's here to do. He's, you know, he might not be a Pro Bowler, but I think he should be a solid starter.
Our insider, Ryan Wood, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, good news for Oren Burks. It seems like he won't need surgery on that pectoral muscle. But if you look at a guy like Summers, here's an opportunity for him to not only make the team with special teams, but he's going to get a chance to play a night from another team that's going to run the football, and their quarterback's going to be running all around. So it was good work last week. So if he can put together another big day, it'll be a good chance of him making a roster.
Yeah, I think so. And special teams would be huge for him, but he runs a 4.51. Special teams really should not be a problem for Ty Summers. So then it goes to, you know, can he be on this defense? And I think he's got a long way to go there, but, we'll see how well he's able to build on what he did against the Texans. A really solid debut, not a perfect debut, but a solid debut. This defense as a whole, though, is going to be really interesting to see how they tackle Lamar Jackson tonight. I mean, that's for a preseason, for your second preseason game, when you haven't tackled in 8 months, that's a pretty good test. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I would love to see this when Aaron Rodgers, I don't know how long he'll play this, whatever. I would love to see Tim Boyle be the first one out of the bullpen first so he can get some good work. And him and DeShone Kizer to build off of what they did last week. Because this defense is going to blitz a lot, so they got to really home down. I just don't want them to lose the momentum because of Aaron Rodgers playing from getting ready for the backup guys.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I definitely get your point that, you know, you don't want Tim Boyle going against bottom of the roster guys all the time. It's been really hard to decipher from practice, from what reps they're taking, which way they'll go tonight. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to put Tim Boyle in second. But I don't know if that'll happen or not. I have no idea.
Let me ask you this, Jamon Moore, and I thought I'd read somewhere that he had a pretty good practice this week. Is he still one of the outside guys looking in at that receiver spot?
Yeah, probably. He's right around that bubble area. You know, which way he is on the bubble right now is probably hard to tell. There's a long way to go for that to be determined. I think he's squarely on the bubble, and he's got to be better than he's been so far. Mm-hmm. If he's going to make it, you know, if he's going to be on the right side of the bubble, he's got to be better than he's been so far. He's got to catch the ball more naturally. He's got he's got to get outside of his own head. I mean, this is a guy that you listen to you know, him talk about his issues. He sure seems like a guy who's overanalyzing, over-anticipating, just trying to do too much. And it's understandable. I mean, to make up for lost time, it could not have been easy for Draymond Moore to be the first of the trio of receivers drafted last year and to just have a lost rookie season where Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Equanimee St. Brown had very solid rookie years. I mean, these guys are players. You know this about them. We don't know how good they'll be, but they're in the offense. They're on the team. Draymond Moore, he was drafted ahead of him. So you can get where he gets a little overzealous perhaps, but he's got to be able to relax and just be more natural out there, and we'll see if he's able to do that.
Ryan, Tony Brown is one of the players that I'm most excited to watch tonight. Who else on the defensive side are Packers fans going to want to keep an eye on later on?
Well, it'd be interesting to see how the two new safeties work together. I think Darnell Savage Jr. and Adrian Amos. That you know, we haven't seen them yet, so there's no excuse about it. The safety coverage down the middle of the field was an issue last year. They got beat a lot. That can't happen again. So I think that'll be interesting. And then you're going to see probably the Smiths for the first time too. That's going to be their debut, so I would imagine they get a lot of attention as well.
When we talk about Savage right now, back at that safety position, we were talking about Chris Carter. I don't know if you heard him earlier today talking about how he thinks the Packers might be the Super Bowl champ, and this is a very good football team, better than they've seen the last 4 or 5 years in Green Bay. I think Savage obviously is one of those key pieces, as is Adrian Amos at this point. Of those two, does one concern you more than the other?
Probably Savage just being a rookie. You know, he's going to have a rookie curve that any rookie goes through. Adrian Amos, you know what you're getting, I think, at this point in his career. The question with him is more, does he have another level left in him? You know, he's young enough to have more development and another jump in him. But this might just, you know, he might just be a solid starter, fringe, top 10 type safety. Darnell Savage Jr., he could be really good. We just don't know how long it's going to take for it to click or if it ever does click. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns with the rookie, so certainly there's going to be more uncertainty about him.
I know it's still early yet, but Rashad Gary, I mean, have you seen – I mean, I saw that – what's the kid? Winovich the other day against the – playing the other day, he was playing with the Patriots. He gets a sack. And all the talk was that the kid Bush, I believe it was Devin Bush, the reason why he went high was because Rashad Gary was getting all the double team. Winovich, the reason why he was getting all the sacks was because of – have we seen anything out of Gary to know that he could be like a Clay Matthews type?
Depends. I mean, the thing with Rashawn Gary is it's all about the 11-on-11 stuff. I mean, one-on-one, this guy, it's not fair with the athleticism with the lineman. He's gonna get that most of the time. But one-on-one, you guys know this, one-on-one is totally different than 11-on-11. It's a completely different beast in and of itself. So that's the question. And with that, he didn't have a sack against the Texans.
Right.
He had sometimes he was double teamed. Sometimes he got sucked inside searching to play. I'm not even sure how much the Texans really ran that much toward his side. Bottom line is it was one game. So okay. We haven't had near enough chance to see the 11-on-11 stuff because that's what it's all about with him.
Ryan, prediction tonight, Packers and Ravens.
Oh man,
preseason. Yes, preseason. So there's no. I mean,
I'm really only just wondering for the over under.
This is really why I got up in the morning for preseason predictions.
Billy's trying to make money, so whatever you tell him is what he's going
to
bet.
Not trying to doing
you know,
it.
No, I picked the Packers last week and then they won. So
yeah,
I'm not going to do that again. I'll pick the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a touchdown. Let's say that. All I right. have no idea.
Good. All right. I like that prop bet, Ryan. Appreciate it. We'll talk about it tomorrow, 4:48 with you.
All right. Take care.
That's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, joining us on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, Leroy Butler's guy. He wants him to go second tonight. But can he be an answer long-term? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.